good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you're listening to this. My name's Scott from Red Reporter, and we have a special guest here. It is Dwayne Rhodes, and if you don't know who Dwayne is, you may recognize his face, or more importantly, you may recognize his sound, as he is the gentleman that started the craze that is going on at Great American Ballpark, it seems, whenever the Reds are playing, and that would be the parade of woos that you would be hearing. Isn't that right, Dwayne?
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Yes, that's right. That's me. That's exactly right, Scott. I am the woo man. The woo guy, I guess that's what they're calling me.
Mr. Woo, maybe, or that might be somebody else.
Exactly. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing pretty well. We're just finishing up, it looks like, another Reds victory this afternoon. So I'm imagining
you're doing well, too. Oh, man, that was awesome. It was an awesome game. Actually, I took off a half day's work just so I could see it. And I usually don't do that. The only time I ever take off a day's work, I usually use a vacation day for opening day, you know?
Yeah.
Today I kind of took off half day. Plus, it's my wife's birthday, and actually, they won on my wife's birthday, so it was awesome. I mean,
well, about no kidding. Tell your wife happy birthday.
I appreciate it, man. We're at the House of Japan, and she gave me permission to sneak off and do this interview with you, so it's awesome. I changed it to my lucky shirt about sixth inning, and from then on out, man, it's just rooting for the Reds the whole time, you know. So it worked out great.
I hear you, man. So let's go ahead and go a little bit back in time to, I believe it was September 10th. You first made it down to Great American Ballpark this season, isn't that right?
That's right, Scott.
All right. And so how exactly did the woos begin? Is there a story behind that?
Well, I don't know about a story, but it just, I didn't know, you know, the cameras and all that stuff was on me, but I took my grandson there September 10th because, earlier that year he was giving us some, recall about he didn't want to play baseball and everything, and that's fine because I didn't want to force nobody to play, but then he ended up playing. He'd done very well, so I thought, well, a trip to the big leagues and let him see what, a big park looks like and all the people, and so we went there, and it ended up going past nine and way into the late innings, and about 12th inning, I started whistling a little bit and doing a little turkey call, and everything, nothing worked, but then as soon as I did that, woo, people in front of us started doing it, and people beside us started doing it, and I mean, just finally it just took off. Wasn't very many, left there that night, because it was late, but the ones that was there, man, we just took off with it, and I mean, it was awesome from then on out. I had no clue that I was on TV or nothing like that until, Tuesday. I was heading home, and I stopped in a little town of Mechanicsburg, and the guy said, hey, he was sitting on a bench in front of the store. I stopped to get some water, and he said, was you on at the game last night? And I said, yeah, and he said, I think I seen you. Were you howling like a dog? And I said, well, it might have been something like that. And he said, I seen you like two times. So then I told my wife, I said, well, they just seen me on TV. And so by the time we got home on Tuesday, it was on Facebook. And then it just kind of like I heard about it Tuesday night with the Pirates. And then on Wednesday night, I actually watched the pregame and all that stuff, the whole caboodle, and then they showed us on there, and it was surreal. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just awesome, but the reason it got started was I didn't want to take my grandson there and not win. We just wanted to win, so I started to woo, and everybody took off with it, and from then on out, man, it just took off, and I couldn't believe it, so that's how I got started on September 10th.
I gotcha. So, you know, the woo noise that you said, you mentioned, you know, beforehand, you tried doing a little bit of turkey calls and you tried to, I guess do a bit of whistling, but is that a noise that you normally make while you're watching the game, or were you trying to, you know, imitate somebody or somebody that you had, seen before?
No, not at all. I didn't realize anything was going on. That's just something I normally do, you know. You know, when something feels good, you woo, you know, it's just where it is. And, you know, like if you walk into that ballpark, it makes you want to go woo, you know, just if you're not, you know, a normal person that gets to see it every day or anything like that, you know. Plus, it went into the late hours and there wasn't that many people there. And people was getting tired, and I know my wife was, but, we just, you know, plus Pirates, they loaded up the bases with no outs, and then Reds pitchers come out, man, and just shut them down, and it just, you know, it was just nothing else to do but woo, you know? You know, that's just all there was to do, and it just seemed to be something that everybody could do together. You know,
now,
maybe not at the same time. No, actually, I've been there in 1992 with Riverfront.
Okay.
And that was my first time. Oh, man. It's just, I mean, I played ball when I was younger in the senior league, but yeah, it's just awesome. I was 11 when they won the 75 World Series. I kept hearing about that big red machine, you know, it's just a imaginary thing in your mind when you're 11 years old. And then when I was 12, they won it again, the World Series, and it's like, wow, man, I was hooked. You know, I just couldn't. Tom Seaver, Pete Rose, it was just overwhelming. And then I played 2 years of senior league, and we won back-to-back championships, and my coach, Clifford Sickles, sent me to Portsmouth to try out for the Reds. Of course, I didn't make it, but, man, I wanted it so bad, you know. I've always been a Reds fan all my life. And now that this woo thing's come alive, it's like, wow, you know, I'm right back in there with the Reds, you know. I feel like I'm a part of them, you know. So it really makes me feel proud.
I think there are a lot of people that feel the same way about this team, Dwayne. And I guess going back to those big red machine teams, you know, in 75 and 76, who's your favorite player on that team?
Well, Pete Rose is always my favorite player all time. I mean, I'm not going to shy away from that or deny it. He was Charlie Hustle. He could bat. He could run. He could defense. I mean, next guy next to him would be Brandon Phillips, man, because he's got it all. He just moves and grooves and hits. And, I mean, it's just awesome, you know, seeing all that. But now the team this year, they just got the chemistry, you know. They can just bat and play defense. I mean, it's never the same guy every night. It's always somebody different. And, man, for that, I just got to say, woo, you know. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. I've seen the Reds all these years, and besides the big red machine when I was little and didn't really know the whole concept of it all, this year I know the cool concept of it all, and I know the chemistry, and I see it, you know. And the addition of Frazier and Nevada and all them other guys that really don't get the recognition, it's just, you know, they kind of like blend in with Botto and Brandon and Rowan and, you know, all the guys that's really, you know, made the team. So that's just how I look at it. I mean, it's just awesome. It's excitement. It's really exciting. I think the woo brings the fans together too. You know, even though the team is one and they're playing as one, the chemistry's good. Well, now I think the fans are trying to bring it together and have their chemistry, you know. And that way, all together in one ballpark, I think we can get it done.
You know, you mentioned this was your first trip, I guess, to GABP or the new ballpark.
Yes.
Earlier this month. Have you tried any of the food there?
Yes, I've had the nachos. And I've had, actually, I bought my grandson a hot dog. He wanted a hot dog, so We got him a hot dog because that's his favorite. So, yeah, we've tried the food. It's really good there.
Did you try the, now when you got the nachos, did you get the helmet of nachos or did you just get the little tray?
I just got the tray.
So. Oh, okay. You did see those helmet of nachos though, didn't you?
I did see the helmet of nachos, but I didn't get one. If I did, I would probably gave the helmet to my grandson.
Gotcha. So. Yeah. You went to the game on the 10th. And have you been back since then? Or
I went the September 22nd. Actually, you know, this is actually, the day they clinched, I was there, and I was just I hadn't, you know, when I went to September 10th, I, you know, heard about the Woo and all that for 3 days when Pittsburgh was in town, and then all of a sudden the Reds went out of town, and when they came back to town, I didn't hear about it no more, so. We went back down on September 22nd, man, and the Woo's still alive. I mean, I couldn't believe all the fans that pulled me aside and wanted pictures and, you know, and just gave me a high five and made me feel like, man, I was part of that team. I was part of that stadium. I mean, Reds fans are the best, man, ever. I mean, I'll tell you what, when the Reds fans get together, we can make some noise. And mm-hmm. There was like 40,000 there that night, and we was making some noise, especially Section 130. Well, maybe it was just me.
Yeah, so, goodness.
And I just watched the game today. I took a half day off work to watch the game, and it was my wife's birthday. And about 6:20, man, it was 1-0 and nothing was going on. So I had my other good red shirt on. So I took it off and I told my wife, I'm going to put my lucky shirt on. So, you know, the lucky shirt is the one I wore September 10th and September 22nd. They won both games. And so today at the 6:20 in the middle of my living room, I put my lucky shirt on and by George, I'm telling you, bottom of the ninth, it happened. They gave my wife a good birthday present.
So the shirt's 3-0. So your lucky shirt's 3-0. And
my
at games that you show up.
Oh,
and
man.
At games that you show up at, you're 2-0.
I am 2-0, and my shirt's 3-0. Now, the competition going on.
somebody in the front office of the Reds got to set you up with playoff tickets, buddy.
I wish they would, because I tell you what, I'll be there, and I'll be happy to be there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know the fans love the Woos. Maybe some of them don't. Maybe some of them do. But the ones that do really pulled me aside and let me know, and it was really nice. You know, I really appreciate going down to Cincinnati and see all them fans, man, really come out and watch this ball team, because this ball team's got it going on. I mean, they're clicking right now. And
in all honesty, I haven't met too many people that, you know, aren't a fan of the Woos. The only people that I've seen that have, you know, come against it seems, are just, you know, I guess some of the talking heads on television, like, you know, the guy that does one of the post-game Red shows, and I think that's just because he can't hear his own voice.
That, and I think maybe somebody might be talking in his ear, because in the background, that's all you hear, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and today's game, man, I mean, it was just awesome to sit in my living room. Well, I actually stand in the middle of my living room. I didn't sit at all. You can ask my wife. I always rub my hands. I'm real nervous. I'm always excited, you know? I'm like coaching the game the whole time, you know, but it was just awesome to hear the Woos, man. I'm trying to woo so they can hear me from Marion, Ohio, down to Cincinnati. But can you imagine that many people doing the woo at the game and the people that are doing it at home? You know, my wife's got a Facebook message, and it really inspired me. She said, "We really appreciate the woo." And Cincinnati, I hope you keep it up. You got a cancer victim at home that can't go to the games, and they're really loving the wound. Now, see, that's the kind of stuff right there just inspires me. Makes me want to drive on, you know. I'm not going to stop. I want to drive on. So
yeah. And you guys do a little bit of driving. You're up to Marion. So did you grow up there?
Or no, I did not.
Downtown.
I grew up in Jackson County, which is Southern Ohio, a little town called Colton, Ohio, 600 people. If they're listening, know who I am. I was the paper boy. I was the guy that raked the leaves, mowed the grass, and, you know, all them teenage years, that's what I did in that little town. But I played baseball, you know, and listened to the Reds back when, you know, 75 and 76, back when the Big Red Machine was going on. So that's where I grew up at. And then as I got older, I took my trade, and I'd go find a job somewhere. So I've been in, I've been a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I've always worked, and, you know, I've always worked construction or whatever, but last 22 years, I've been in the electric motor business, and it seemed to work out good for me, and I got a real nice boss, and he's a Reds fan, so that works out good, too.
There you go. You can't fault him for that, of course, and, you know, being a Reds fan, we've been through a little bit of, you know, quite a bit of tough times the past decade and a half. Looking back on some of those Reds teams, is there any player that really sticks out in your mind there on those squads from about 95 to about 2010?
I don't know where you want me to start, Scott. I mean, Barry Larkin, Adam Dunn, Hamilton. I mean, just on and on. I can just name on and on. There's all kinds of good players that don't really play for the Reds, and what it has, it's just awesome. I mean, they're just well-known names. You just hear about them all the time on SportsCenter and everything. Reds is just, I mean, down there, man, it's just baseball, you know? I mean, football, baseball, that's it. That's just, Reds are top of the line, as far as I'm saying.
Larkin, we've had Griffey, we've had Dunn. I guess all those players, probably the most controversial, or I guess the most polarizing, has been Adam Dunn. What's your take on the Big Donkey?
Well, Adam, man, he's man, when he hits the ball, it's going somewhere. I mean, it's going hard and it's going fast. If you ain't going to catch it, then you're going to miss it. And if you don't miss it or catch it, it's probably going to go over the fence, so. You know, he's just one of the type of guys, if he ain't striking out, he's going to hit it somewhere, you know. So, yeah, he's a big horse, man. I always admired him, and I probably always will. I'd like to meet him one of these days. That'd be nice, too, you know. Actually, there's a lot of players I'd like to meet, you know. So, but, man, I'm just excited about this team. It's just they're all clicking. There's nobody a hero. Everybody's doing their job, and it don't matter if it's defense or offense or pitching or catching. I mean, they're just clicking. And ain't no reason why the fans can't come together with the woo and, you know, all of us together just go as far as we can go, you know, and have fun. Because, you know, it's get the city of Cincinnati excited. That's what I say.
You won't get any arguments here, Dwayne. And, you know, I think that pretty much wraps up our interview right here. Do you have any, final words that you'd like to give anybody, or heck, even a final sound?
Well, I'll tell you what. The fans of Cincinnati have been good to me, and I feel like I'm part of them, and hopefully they'll keep grasping the woo, and all I can say is, Reds win! Woo!
Woo! All right, Dwayne. Well, hey, thanks a lot for taking out, part time on your wife's birthday to talk with us.
Thank you. Thank you,
brother.
And thank the city of Cincinnati. I appreciate it.
No problem at all, Dwayne. And we will definitely keep in touch. And of course, you know, just as long as as far as the Reds go in the playoffs, I imagine the Woo's going to be sticking.
Well, I wish I could get some tickets, Scott. That'd be nice, because I'll be down there wooing with you. I'll be leading the woo if you can work it out.
Well, if anybody here knows any ways to Dwayne some tickets, definitely let us know. We can pass on his information and, you know, get what's pretty much going to be the Reds' cheerleader, for lack of a better term, throughout the 2012 postseason. So, Dwayne, thanks a lot for coming on. And everybody else, thank you for checking in with this Red Reporter exclusive.